How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, as we continue with our series called Hard Questions, Pastor Rick Warren will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that you can take with you wherever you go. It will provide practical answers to any dilemma facing you. It's a book by Pastor Rick called God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions. You can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How Long Should I Keep Praying?
I know another missionary down in Southeast Asia who went to a small village in one of the Indonesian islands. And he went there, and for 8 years he prayed that the people in that village would come to Christ. And he prayed it every day, and he shared his faith, and he loved those people, and he sacrificed, and he told them the good news, and not one person converted. But he prayed it every day, and he kept believing and trusting. And after 8 years, on one day, the chief and the tribal leaders and the entire village converted to Christ on one day. And in the next year, 12,000 new believers were baptized. God's timetable is perfect. He's never early, he's never late, he's always on time, and he wants to answer in a way that's bigger than better than you thought, so he's got to prepare you first. Now, how long do I keep on praying? Well, let's look at what the Bible says. Ephesians 6:18, read this aloud with me. Pray all the time. Romans 12:2, read this with me. Pray continually. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, read it. Never stop praying. Now look up here. Nowhere in the Bible does it ever say you can stop praying just because you get discouraged. Nowhere in the Bible does it say you can just give up and quit because the answer hasn't happened on your timetable. Well, I've been praying for this change in my life, but it hadn't happened. I've been praying for this miracle. I've been praying for this healing. I've been praying for my spouse to come back. I've been praying for a partner, all these things. Nowhere does it say you can stop just because you got tired or disgusted or discouraged. It says never stop praying. Keep on believing. Keep on asking. You say, Rick, is there ever a time when I can stop praying on a particular issue? Yes, there are two exceptions. You might want to write these down. There are two times when you can stop praying about a particular issue. Number one, when God changes a situation, you can stop praying. In other words, he answers your request. And the situation has changed. And what you've been praying for happens, then obviously you stop praying then. Number two, when God changes me, then I can stop praying. Sometimes, as God grows you and develops you, all of a sudden you realize, I don't want to pray for that anymore. Because that's not really what I want anymore. I wanted that in that immature stage of life, but now as I've matured, I don't need that anymore. So I'm not praying for that. Then God says, it's okay to stop praying. Because God has not changed the situation, but he changed you. Let me ask you, who is it in your life, that person that you love, that you care about, who doesn't know Jesus Christ, and you are praying for persistently? Who's on your list to pray every day that they'll come to know the Lord Jesus Christ? You say, I don't have any list. You don't have a list? You call yourself a Christian and you're not praying for anybody? That's worse than highway robbery. We've got the best news in the world and you're not praying anybody's going to find it? Do you not love anybody? Do you not have family members, friends, co-workers who are headed for hell right now, and you don't care enough to pray for them persistently every day? What are you thinking? We're talking about eternity in the balance here, folks. People are going to go to heaven or hell. Jesus said so. So you better take this one serious. As an act of love, you better start making a list for people who don't know Christ, friends, loved ones, co-workers that you're praying for every day, that they'll come to know Jesus. They're helpless against our prayers. Now, what do I do while I'm praying? Two things to close with. God wants you to do two things while you're waiting for an answer. Number one, wait patiently. Wait patiently. The Bible says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Now, you know, we don't mind waiting as long as we can grumble while we're waiting. You know, we don't mind waiting in that DMV line as long as we can gripe and complain and talk about how lousy the government is and how they ought to get this thing organized and yada, yada, yada. But God says, notice He says, be still. Circle those two words. Be still. How do you know if you're really being patient? You don't get the wiggles. Little two-year-olds, they can't sit still if they had to. They get the wiggles. And sometimes we get the spiritual wiggles. While we're waiting for God to answer prayer, we get nervous. We get restless. We want to jump up and do something. God says, wait patiently. Be still. Watch me act. Don't get restless. Don't get nervous. Don't get the wiggles. Don't try to take matters into your own hands. Above all things. Don't ever make the mistake that Abraham made in the Old Testament. That's the mistake of trying to be the answer to your own prayer. You do that, you're going to cause all kinds of problems, trying to be the answer to your own prayer. Well, I'll just make it happen. Abraham, one day God came to him and said, Abraham, I'm going to make you the father of a great nation. There was only two problems. Abraham was 99 and he was childless. The Bible says Abraham looked at his own body and said, no way, Jose. And he looked at his wife, Sarah, and she said, double no way. It ain't going to happen. So Abraham, Sarah was infertile. She had not had children. So Abraham said, I know what I'll do. Plan B. I'll take my wife's maid. And he had sex with Hagar. And she bore him a son. And she named the son Ishmael. And Abraham goes, yay, God. Here's my answer to prayer. I got a son at 99. And his name is Ishmael. And God said, no, 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 no. You missed the point. That's not my answer to prayer. That's your own answer to your own prayer. I got a miracle boy who's coming, and Sarah's going to be the mommy. And you're going to name him Isaac. Isaac in Hebrew means laughter. When Sarah was first told that she was going to be pregnant and have a child, the Bible says she laughed. What that means is she didn't believe God. Because at her age, if a woman had discovered she was pregnant, she wouldn't laugh, she'd cry. And she laughed, and Abraham laughed, and God had the last laugh. And Isaac was born. And those two half-brothers started an intense rivalry that we're still paying for today. They're called the Jews and the Arabs. And that whole thing over there in the Middle East where they're killing each other is all because Abraham tried to answer his own prayer request. And he jumped the gun and he said, I'm going to make it happen. And he had sex with Hagar. And Ishmael was born, and as a result, the Arabs and the Jews have been at each other's throat for thousands and thousands of years. That's a family feud over there, what's going on. And we're all paying for it. Whenever you try to answer your own prayer, you're asking for trouble. He says, wait patiently and watch God act. Number two, wait expectantly. Wait expectantly. Have faith. Trust God to hear and to answer. Psalm 105, verse 5 says, I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for He has promised. You see, the bottom line really is, do you believe the promises of God? Does God keep His word, or is God a liar? When God says, I will answer your prayers, ask and ask and ask and ask, and I'll answer your prayers, do you believe God, or is He just lying? Do you wait expectantly? Did you know that in Romans chapter 8, God compares waiting on God to pregnancy? It's like an expectant mother. Listen to this. Romans chapter 8, verses 22 to 28, reading out of the Message paraphrase. All around us, we observe a pregnant creation. The difficult times of pain throughout the world are really birth pangs. But it's not only around us, it's within us. The Spirit is arousing within us, and we're also feeling these birth pangs. These sterile and barren bodies of our own are yearning for full deliverance in heaven. That's why waiting does not diminish us any more than waiting diminishes a pregnant mother. We are enlarged in the waiting. Any of you pregnant women want to stand up and give us a visual example of that? Okay. We are enlarged in the waiting. We, of course, don't see what is enlarging us. But the longer we wait, the larger we become, and the more joyful our expectancy. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in us and for us, making our prayer out of wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves. And God knows our pregnant condition and keeps us present before Himself. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something for good. Because God knew what He was doing from the very beginning. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus tells another parable, like this parable of the persistent widow. Same, different story, same ending. He's saying, don't give up. And at the end of that parable, He says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. And it literally means keep on knocking. When you go up to somebody's house and you knock on the door, do you knock just once? No, you knock multiple times. None of us in this room have ever gone up to a door and gone, nobody's home. Obviously, nobody's home. That's ridiculous. You don't just go up and go, knock. No, you go, God wants you to be persistent. You ever called anybody on the phone and let it ring once? Ring, they're not home. Well, of course not. You let it ring multiple times. And God says, keep on seeking, keep on asking, keep on knocking. God's word to you today is you're praying for something to change in your life, hang in there. Because while you're waiting, God is working. God is working while you're waiting. Somebody came to Daniel Boone, the famous frontiersman, one time and said, have you ever gotten lost in the wilderness? And he said, no, I've never been lost. I have been bewildered for weeks on a time, but I've never been lost. He said, what's that? He said, well, when you're bewildered, you just keep on going. Now, some of you may feel like that right now. You're bewildered. You're bewildered about your marriage. I'm praying for it to get better. It's not getting any better. You're bewildered about your career. I don't know. Do I go up, down, change jobs, do this, that? You're bewildered about your education. Do I go to college? Do I stay home? Do I take trade school? You're bewildered about relationships. You may feel like that widow, powerless and hopeless, and you can't do anything to change your situation on your own. And you're bewildered. The point of this story is don't be discouraged. Don't give up. Look up. Don't despair. Turn to prayer. That's it. Don't despair. Turn to prayer.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you've ever asked, how can I cope with stress, rebound from failure, defeat depression, or have peace of mind? We want to tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers to 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that faced the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, in each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. To get your copy of this great resource, just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened. Once again, here's Rick.
Personally, I have had many, many requests in my life that I've prayed to God that have never been answered. I can think of one prayer that I have prayed almost every day for 24 years. And it hasn't been answered. And because it hasn't been answered, it has caused great pain in my life many, many times. And I don't know why God hasn't chosen to answer that prayer, and I don't understand it. But I have decided this, that whether God ever answers that prayer or not, I am going to die believing his promises, because God is a good God. And he knows what's best, even when I don't understand it. And when God doesn't answer your prayers, you need to remember a couple of very important truths. First, God is in control and you're not. And he knows better what you need than you do. There is no mountain too tall that he can't move it. There is no problem so big he can't solve it. There is no storm so dark he cannot calm it. There is no sorrow so deep he cannot soothe it. God is in control and he has a plan. The second thing you need to remember is that God will honor your patience. Whether you ever receive the answer or not, God will honor and reward your patience. If not in this world, he will in the world to come, in eternity. You will be rewarded for your faith and your patience, whether the answer ever comes or not. And number three, you need to remember that God will sustain you while you are waiting. Look at the last verse on your outline. Psalm 55:22. Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry you your load. He'll help you out. He'll carry your load. If he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, he will carry you through your tough times. Let's bow our heads. I have no doubt that in this audience today, that there are some other men and some other women. You've heard the good news. You've heard about Jesus. You've heard about his plan for his life, maybe weeks, maybe months or longer. But you've never jumped across the line. You've never taken that step of faith. What are you waiting on? You say, well, I have my doubts. Well, let me tell you something. Doubt your doubts. That's the intellectual thing to do. Believe your beliefs and doubt your doubts. Don't believe your doubts and doubt your beliefs. Doubt your doubts. What am I saying? I'm saying even with your doubt, come to Jesus Christ. You don't have to have all your doubts resolved to become a Christian. Because I would say, Jesus Christ, I still got a lot of questions. I still got a lot of unanswered things. I still have some doubts, but I know I need you in my life. So today I open up my heart to you. You are only hurting yourself with your skepticism. You're missing out on the very thing you are made for. So today, open your life to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and save me and change me and make me the person you want me to be and give me your plan and purpose for my life. Why don't you pray this prayer in your heart? Jesus Christ, help me to trust you when answers don't come as quickly as I think they should come. Help me to wait patiently, to not grumble or complain or take my frustrations out on those around me. Help me not to take matters into my own hands and try to be the answer to my own prayers. But help me to wait patiently, expectantly, confidently. Help me to be still, not get anxious or worried or nervous, but to trust that you are a good God and you are in control. If you've never invited Christ in your life, say, Jesus Christ, today is my day. Today I step across the line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or you can download the Daily Hope podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word, so please stay with us. We want to tell you about the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, by Pastor Rick Warren. In it, Rick takes you to the Bible for answers of 12 of life's toughest challenges, drawing from the examples of different biblical characters that face the same issues. He offers concise, practical, eye-opening insights that you can understand and apply right away, allowing you to move past hardships and experience a life of purpose and significance. Pastor Rick writes, "In each of these studies, you will discover simple ways to apply God's truth to your personal life, your family, and your job. Let us send you a copy of the book, God's Answers to Life's Difficult Questions, today, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
I'm going to close today by talking to you just a minute about your ministry. You know, God has gifted you. He's given you talents, abilities, heart, personality, your spiritual shape to make you you, and you are shaped to serve God. You may have never heard this before, but every believer is a minister. Not every believer is a pastor. But every believer has a ministry, has a service, has a way of making a difference. It's the way you make your contribution in the world. And anytime you use your talents and gifts to help other people in Jesus' name, you are ministering at that moment. How do you know what your ministry is? Well, you look at your spiritual shape, your spiritual gifts, your heart, your abilities, your talents, your experiences in life. And when you use those things to help other people, there's nothing fancy about it. There's nothing scary about it. It's just being you. God doesn't want you to be somebody else. He wants you to be you. And when you be you for God's glory, that is called ministry. You say, how do I serve God when I can't even see him? Well, we serve God by serving others. And if you're not already involved in some kind of Christian service somewhere, you need to take some time this week to figure out where you can plug in. Maybe a local church where you could say, I want to be involved in a ministry here, and then encourage other people with who God made you to be. Thanks for listening, everybody. And don't forget to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.